It's Wednesday, June 10th, AD 2026. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard on 140 radio stations and at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Hindu mob attacked a Christian worship service in central India last week. The mob injured at least 25 people, including the pastor's pregnant wife. Such attacks are becoming increasingly common in the country's state of Chhattisgarh. The state's government passed a law criminalizing conversion in March. It is India's second most oppressive state for Christians. Open Doors ranks the whole country as the 12th most oppressive in the world for Christians. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of the southern part of the Philippines on Monday. The quake killed at least 37 people, injured nearly 500, and displaced over 32,000. Christians in the area are jumping into action. International Christian Concern reports, quote, "Local churches have opened their doors and converted their sanctuaries into vital emergency evacuation centers, providing safe shelter, immediate access to drinking water, and essential family food packs to thousands of displaced and traumatized residents," end quote. In Matthew 5, verse 7, Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." In Spain, the Evangelical Anglican Community of Valencia joined the Global Anglican Communion last week. It's the first church in the country to do so. The Global Anglican Communion is a movement of conservative Anglicans led by churches in the Global South. The group rejects the leadership of the Church of England, which has shown support for sexually perverted lifestyles. Julian Milson is the pastor of the church in Valencia. He told Evangelical Focus, quote, "We believe that the church is called to submit to the authority of Scripture above any cultural pressure," end quote. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration launched a safety study of the abortion kill pill, reports the Wall Street Journal. This comes a year after the Trump administration promised to review the dangers of the abortion drug mifepristone. The drug is not only part of ending the lives of unborn babies, it also poses health risks to the mothers who take it. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri introduced legislation in March to ban the abortion kill pill. Listen to his comments.
"It is time for Congress to give the victims, the survivors, many of whom are here today, the right to recover against this company that has inflicted harm on them solely for the purpose of making profits. I'm introducing legislation today that will do just that, and I'm delighted to have with me here today great advocates for women's health and for life."
MS Now reports that the FBI fired several intelligence analysts who targeted Catholics under the Biden administration. The analysts were involved in a 2023 memo which revealed how the FBI was surveilling Catholics as potential domestic threats. A recent report from the Justice Department stated, quote, "The Biden administration's policies regularly clashed with the Christian worldview and burdened traditional religious practices," end quote. Amazon has now dethroned Walmart as the largest corporation in the United States by revenue. That's according to the Fortune 500 rankings for 2026. Walmart came in second, ending its 13-year reign at the number one spot. Other top 10 companies included United Health Group, Apple, Alphabet, CVS Health, and ExxonMobil. Also, Texas dethroned California as the state with the most Fortune 500 companies this year. And finally, soccer teams from around the world are about to compete for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The International Men's Soccer Championship is being hosted across the United States, Mexico, and Canada this year. One of the teams hails from Curaçao, an island country in the Caribbean. Players from the national team participated in a Christian worship event ahead of the competition. The team striker, Kenji Gore, shared his Christian testimony at the event. Listen.
"I received him as my savior because I knew that my good works couldn't do enough. I thought that if you're a good person, you'll make it to heaven. I thought if you're a good person, God will forgive me. He's a loving God. But the love of God goes deeper. And that's when I heard the true gospel of Jesus dying for my sins on the cross, bleeding for me, washing me, cleaning me. And he cleaned me from the inside out. But I thank Jesus every single day. And from that day, I've never stopped seeking him.
Gore also said, quote, "Tonight, we do not gather as athletes seeking worldly success, but as children of God who recognize that everything we have belongs to him," end quote. 1 John 2, verses 15 and 17 says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." And that's The Worldview on this Wednesday, June 10th in the year of our Lord, 2026. Subscribe for free by Spotify, Amazon Music, or by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Plus, you can get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
This has been a production of the Generations Media Network. For more information, go to generations.org/media.
Thanks for listening to The Worldview in 5 minutes. If you want to go deeper than the headlines and build a biblical worldview in your home, Generations has resources to help you anchor your family in truth, books, curriculum, and tools for every stage of life. And right now, listeners get 15% off any order with the code WV5. Just use WV and the number 5 at checkout at generations.org. Thanks for staying grounded in God's Word with us every day.